Good morning. It's March 13th, and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. In a pivotal moment for international trade relations, China's Ministry of Commerce has taken a step that could see the lifting of tariffs on Australian wine, potentially reshaping a $1 billion export market. This development follows a strategic pause by the Albanese government in its dispute with the World Trade Organization, signalling a thaw in the frosty trade relations between Australia and China. The interim recommendation from China's Ministry of Commerce suggests that the duties imposed on Australian wine, which have significantly impacted the trade, are no longer necessary. This conclusion came after a thorough 5-month review process, with a final decision eagerly anticipated later this month. The move has been met with optimism by Australian officials, including Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Trade Minister Don Farrell, who have been vocal about their preference for dialogue over dispute in resolving trade tensions. This isn't the first time China has reconsidered its stance on tariffs against Australian products. A similar review process previously led to the lifting of tariffs on Australian barley, hinting at a pattern of reconciliation through diplomatic channels. The Australian Grape and Wine Chief Executive, Lee McLean, has also expressed cautious optimism, reflecting the broader industry's hopeful outlook on the matter. The US Navy's latest budget proposal could significantly impact the AUKUS military pact, a cornerstone of the strategic balance in the Indo-Pacific. This proposed budget cut, including the potential removal of a Virginia-class submarine from the fleet, raises questions about the United States' commitment to its allies, Australia and the UK, at a time when regional tensions are on the rise. The AUKUS Pact, an ambitious trilateral security agreement between Australia, the United Kingdom and the United States, was designed as a counterbalance to China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Central to this pact is the agreement to sell submarines to Australia, a commitment now under threat due to the proposed budget cuts. These cuts come at a critical juncture, with the Indo-Pacific facing escalating tensions and the spectre of instability looming large. Amidst this backdrop, military leaders from Australia, the UK and the US have underscored the importance of continued cooperation. Their focus not only on the AUKUS Pact, but also on supporting nations like Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan, highlights the broader context of global instability and the need for a unified front. The proposed budget cuts, therefore, not only threaten the AUKUS agreement, but also signal a potential shift in the US's approach to international security and diplomacy. At a time when the strength and readiness of the US Navy's submarine fleet are more critical than ever. In a significant turn of events, the National Archives of Australia is poised to unveil 14 previously classified cabinet documents, shedding light on the country's war deliberations, notably those concerning the Iraq War. This comes after the documents, lost in 2020, were found, marking a pivotal moment in the transparency of Australia's governmental operations. A thorough review pinpointed administrative mishaps and internal systemic issues, compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic's restrictions, as the culprits behind the document's misplacement. This situation underscores the challenges of managing sensitive information in unprecedented times. Out of the 14 documents set for release, 12 will be disclosed in their entirety, while 2 will see certain details withheld. This selective redaction indicates a careful balance between public transparency and the protection of sensitive information. Moreover, the archives are in the process of reviewing an additional 68 cabinet records, which promise to offer insights into a broad spectrum of issues, ranging from aviation and maritime security to terrorism, counter-terrorism efforts, fuel excise and foreign affairs. In a remarkable achievement that underscores the vitality of cultural diversity in art, Marikit Santiago, a Filipino-Australian artist, has clinched the 2024 La Prairie Art Award. This prestigious accolade not only brings her an $80,000 prize, but also a coveted residency in Europe, marking a significant milestone in her career. Santiago's winning entry is a poignant painting on reclaimed cardboard that captures a family gathering at the dining table. a scene featuring her parents, herself, and her sister. This piece vividly symbolizes the central role of family in her life and art, offering a window into her personal narrative and cultural heritage. Santiago's work is deeply rooted in her exploration of ethnic identity, navigating the complexities of her Filipino heritage intertwined with her Australian upbringing. Through her art, she seeks to reconcile these dual aspects of her identity, using her creative expression as a means of self-discovery and cultural affirmation. The inclusion of her children in her artistic process, along with her choice of recycled cardboard as a medium, reflects a homage to the Philippine make-do culture, highlighting resourcefulness and resilience. The La Prairie Art Award, specifically designed to recognize the contributions of women artists, has provided Santiago with a platform to amplify her voice and challenge prevailing stereotypes about Western Sydney women and Filipino migrants. Her intention to use the prize money to further her family's experiences in Europe and immerse in cultural exploration underscores her commitment to personal and artistic growth. Santiago's compelling works are currently on display at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, AGNSW, until 28th of July, and at the Art Gallery of South Australia as part of the Adelaide Biennial, inviting audiences to engage with her distinctive perspective. Australia has seen a significant shift towards cash purchases in residential property sales, totaling a staggering $129.6 billion in 2023. This trend, making up more than a quarter of all sales, highlights a dynamic change in the housing market dynamics. The surge in cash transactions is primarily fueled by retirees, downsizers, wealthy owner-occupiers, and investors. Despite the challenges posed by rising interest rates, these groups have remained relatively unaffected, leveraging their position to capitalize on opportunities in the housing market. This shift towards cash purchases is not just a reflection of market confidence, but also raises concerns about the widening intergenerational wealth divide, as cash buyers often have a significant advantage over those requiring financing. Queensland emerged as the hotspot for cash transactions, with over 52,000 properties changing hands without the need for financing. Notably, areas such as Surfers Paradise, Melbourne's CBD, and Sydney's Mosman have become the most sought-after locations for cash buyers. This geographical distribution underscores the appeal of certain regions and the lifestyle preferences of cash buyers. As this trend of cash purchases continues, it's expected to further exacerbate the affordability gap in the housing market. This has been your daily brief in Australia News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.